The response so far has been amazing. First of all, by the Moroccan government. I mean, they were the first to be responding. They are providing all kinds of support from tents to food, basic needs. They're even relocating the children that have been affected into Marrakesh to go to school so that they can continue their education. We're also seeing a lot of international organizations such as the World Central Kitchen that I have actually been working with closely, providing over 120,000 meals. So about 20, we started off with 1,000 meals a day, and now we're ramping up into 50,000 meals per day. And we're really talking about sandwiches, but also hot food, just to provide a sense of dignity. And so the operation has been amazing. There are so many people and Moroccans here on the ground that are helping, volunteering, and really showing up like never before. And it's amazing to see the solidarity that is coming, from the international world and Morocco itself.
How did the earthquake affect other aspects of life in Morocco? I'm thinking of, cultural and historical landmarks that have been part of the heritage of this country for thousands of years.
Yeah, great question. You know, Morocco is such a beautiful country, and we do encourage everyone to still come to Morocco. Morocco's economy very much depends on tourism. And so we don't want people to not come. Everything is operating as normal in Marrakesh. The, villages that have been impacted are more in the Atlas Mountains. But yeah, a lot of the monuments and historic monuments have been completely, some of them have been destroyed. The homes of these villages are completely down to, to dirt and ground. So we will need a lot of initiatives for long-term, medium and long-term rebuilding process. I'm actively working on one as well called Rebuild Hope, which is very much focused on working with the communities to figure out what they need and giving them the power to discuss and to, decide on what they need to rebuild. Instead of just bringing, like, here's what you need, it's really working collaboratively with the people to figure out how they want to rebuild their own communities.
And what can you tell us about the Moroccan diaspora, and what are they doing to help?
I mean, it's amazing to witness the amount of support, fundraising efforts that have been going on. I'm in touch with Morocco. I'm one of the Moroccans from the diaspora. I'm in touch with some of the community members in New York, in Europe, all over the world that are just wanting to help. And so there has been so many different initiatives, fundraising efforts to be able to support the local nonprofits like ML, like Jude, that are actively working on the ground and helping to support these impacted communities.